The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos. Good morning, Otto.
John. Morning.
It's always good to see Otto.
See you.
And we have, thank you. We have a show today that's very, I know it's very dear to Otto's heart, because he's very much involved with Project Independence. And what we do have is we have Kelly Steinman with us today, who's a Project Independent nurse. Hello, Kelly.
And hi, how are you?
Good. And we have a social worker. We have Krista Papadiodoro,
yes.
Who is a social worker with Project Independence. And Otto, just before we started, said he'd like to know how people work together. But what we're going to do is, Kelly, you're going to tell us what you do, and then Krista, and then the most important part, Otto is going to jump in, and how you guys work together. How are you, Kelly? And thank you so much, both of you, for coming on.
Oh, no problem. I'm doing well. I hope everybody else is doing well during this crazy time. I just wanted to let everybody know I miss them, and I hope that everyone is staying home as much as possible and wearing a mask and washing their hands as much as possible. It's been very busy with Project Independence nursing related. You can see just by my own personal life, we've had a couple losses due to COVID, and during this isolation, it makes it very difficult for people to even to get together to grieve or mourn together. People are having such feelings of isolation, and due to that, their physical well-being is not really being taken care of. And that's what I'd really like to get into with what I've been doing. I have been doing a lot of phone calls, and people have been reaching out to me. A, they're not feeling well. B, they don't know what to do because they're afraid to go to the doctor. They're not getting out and exercising. They really are feeling a sense of loss. And the loss is really spanning over multiple areas of their life right now. So I, as the nurse, try to take care of as much as I possibly can over the phone by referring people out to different places and to different agencies. And I also try to provide as much emotional support as I can. However, Krista, our social worker, is who I would refer to on that area, because that's more of her expertise than nursing. But we do a lot of that. And I tell you, just by making that phone call and making that contact with someone, they take a big deep breath and you actually hear that breath on the other side. So even though I have not seen these seniors in a long time, that phone call means the world.
Wonderful.
I can tell you that I am busier now. What was that?
I said, that's wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. I am actually busier now than when I was in the office, because I'm trying to reach so many different people on the phone. I'm trying to encourage them to go to the doctor now. In the beginning, when we really didn't know a lot about this isolation and COVID, we were really telling everybody, try to stay home and isolate yourself, which we're still doing, but we're actually encouraging people now, go for your annual checkup, call your doctor and find out what precautions they're taking. And a lot of people are scared, so we really try to walk them through that. Well, that's in a nutshell what we're doing.
If you think about it, it's been 9 months, and
yes,
most seniors usually go to the doctor at least every 6 months because,
yes,
of issues that they might have. So to wait, now we're at the 9 month mark. Now you're talking to maybe a year or two before you get to see a doctor. So that's a good thing that you're encouraging them.
Yeah, we don't want anybody to wait that long. You know, a lot of medications like cholesterol medications that you're on doctors might want you to have your blood work done every 3 months. So there's some resources that we have. There's a lot of home blood drawing that can be done. Your doctor can order that. So they could still monitor you. There's virtual visits that you could do with your doctor. There's phone calls that you could do with your doctor. But there's nothing better than being in an office and seeing the doctor and saying, hey, listen, this is really bothering me. What can I do about this? And telling them honestly and prioritizing your problems with the doctor is very, very important.
Do you have many seniors that you get involved with that you either via Zoom or maybe they're doing telemed? Is there much of that going on, or is it primarily?
We actually do have quite a few seniors that are participating in virtual visits with their doctor. And Barbara Melman has been very good with helping with that. The IT person, not IT, but our virtual person. I don't know what title she has. Barbara Melman.
Sounds good. That sounds good.
Yeah, she's really been helping with a lot of that. And, you know, a lot of the doctor's offices really are able to walk seniors through that. And it's nice because if you are sitting, say you live in Great Neck and you want to have a virtual visit with your doctor, your daughter who lives in Massachusetts can also be on that call, which is nice because that wasn't always the case before. You had to like say, oh, could you call my daughter in Massachusetts and let her know what's going on? Now they're actually part of the visit. And it's nice because everybody's on board with the same program.
That's
wonderful. Actually, I want to skip over to say hello to Krista and have her say a word, and then we'll just go back and forth with conversation. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much. Now, tell us a little bit about what you do from a social work perspective. I know Kelly sends people your way, but what's the reason for that?
So a big part of what social work does for Project Independence is, like Kelly mentioned, providing that emotional support, counseling, those weekly phone calls that they look forward to. I can't tell you how many seniors we've been working with that are dealing with isolation, loneliness, anxiety through this pandemic. And I feel like the phone call, even just a few minutes out of the day, they have so much relief in just hearing from another person. And unfortunately, a lot of them haven't been able to see their loved ones or their kids, or everything is over the phone now. So it really makes a big difference. And another big part of what we do is, especially from the beginning of this pandemic, is provide resources for grocery shopping and Meals on Wheels. We refer out a lot, which the seniors have been very grateful for. A lot of the reason is because, you know, they're terrified to go out and shop for themselves because of all the germs and the risk of getting COVID.
That's very true. My mother-in-law, I've talked about this on the show, she's 91, and last night my wife got the list because my wife goes shopping for her every week. Getting that list is a nightmare. Well, maybe a little this and maybe, wow, what do you want? Well, maybe if they have, could maybe, it's like, oh, please. But guess what? She's fortunate. She has my wife and she has a son also in the neighborhood that exactly. will go and do this stuff. Otherwise you're lost. And then she'll hang out with her for a little while. We bring her out here once a week. I sit in the den and she's in the kitchen with my wife.
That's really nice.
It's spooky to spend day after day by yourself. It's mm-hmm. you know, and actually without exaggeration, this week, I know two people who have died and one that's hanging on. And yes. I don't think that hanger on is going to be hanging much longer. So then you go into a terrible situation with the spouse. I mean, every one of them was married one, three times, but that's besides the point. I don't know who grieves now, but no, so something like that with Project Independence is just so important. There's no question.
It's been really helpful. I mean, we even have some people who have a loved one staying in nursing homes who are completely isolated, people who went into nursing homes during all of this, coming from the hospital. Isolation really affects your mental health. So
I'm going to give a plug. And then Otto's going to go for the Mary Ann Tully Hospice Inn, who was on last week. It's a hospice. It's part of North Wells Network. They permit people to come in to see the person, which is the only place I've heard of, because I know people who have their loved one has died and they may not have seen them for the last couple of weeks. Maybe a phone call.
Yeah, that's the Hospice Inn also up in Huntington has also started allowing people to come in.
Okay.
You know, it's usually like one person from 12 to 8 type of thing. Mm-hmm. But realize how important it is for the patient and also for the family to come through that grieving process. It's very, very important. It's important for everyone. You know, it's a little bit different. In the beginning, nobody was allowed anywhere. They understand this virus. I say that lightly.
Right.
A bit more now. So as long as everybody can protect themselves, you know, you have to weigh the risk there. And just being with that family member is sometimes more important.
Definitely. The fact that they're even allowing them now is a big deal, because in the summertime, they were not allowing it. And a lot of people had to face difficult decisions. You know, do I want to send my loved one to hospice care if I can't be with them at the very end? I'd rather them come home. But then it all comes into, you know, also tough decisions if there's somebody there to care for them. And that's another thing that social work does, guidance through these tough decisions and making sure that every person knows all their options and what they're, you know, heading towards.
Right.
Right. And this is a clear example of how nursing and social work would work together. If I had, or Krista had, this client who was very ill and they needed guidance on where to go to and how to go navigate, this is something where we would both come in together and help provide resources and maybe share an experience or, you know, make a suggestion.
You know, I just this past Wednesday, I visited a sister-in-law. She's 94 years old in Brookhaven in a nursing/rehab place. Mm-hmm. And I go there with her three children. And the bottom line is, even though there are people around when you're in a nursing home, it's still like being isolated. Mm-hmm. They used to have friendly dogs come in and sing-alongs and people come in and do all kinds of things. And those people aren't going into the nursing homes. So we end up going up to a window, and luckily the one nurse did have a phone that she would allow the family to use, and we could communicate, even though she frankly is not communicating too well, but you can tell by her face that she's happy to see everybody. And we put up signs at the window to tell them who we are, you know, and it's brutal. I mean, there's just so many situations.
We have to take a break, Otto, but I want to come back to you because I saw your picture on Facebook. It was beautiful. But we're going to be back with Otto. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.